Cooperation of the Four Lower Bodies by beloved Serapis Bey. In order to illumine your consciousness more fully with regard to the qualification of energy, I have thought to put before you this simple explanation of the law. If you will precede all conscious activity by this preparation which I give you, you will find yourself possessing a greater amount of energy with less depletion in the accomplishment of the work and service of the moment. The physical body is encased within the mental, emotional, and etheric bodies, just as the ear of corn is enfolded in the husk or the rose in the green outer covering, which protects it prior to its unfoldment. When the life stream proceeds upon a course of physical activity, the energy by which accomplishment takes place passes from the presence or holy Christ self of the individual through the etheric, mental, and emotional bodies before it is received into the physical form for translation into accomplishment. The attitude and radiation of these enfolding bodies is a most important factor in the qualification of the energy which the physical form must use for service. That is why we have repeatedly stated that joyous, happy service is of the greatest benefit to the individual, as well as to the accomplishment at hand. Why? Because if the emotional body is unwilling to cooperate with the intended activity, when the energy pours into it from the Christ self, the greater portion of it is seized upon by the emotional body, which uses that energy to turn over and over certain discordant and rebellious feelings, and but a pittance of that energy gets through to the physical form to perform the task in question. In like manner, if the mental body seizes upon the energy, the physical form is depleted of the natural flow of God energy, which would make the accomplishment much easier and would not leave the physical form exhausted by reason of its endeavor to secure sufficient energy from the unwilling inner vehicles which have intercepted this flow. The same is true of the etheric body, which, consciously or unconsciously, affects the flow of energy by reason of its ingrained attitude towards service, builded through long centuries of embodiment. The individual who endeavors to accomplish anything in the way of physical service must, therefore, realize that his four bodies must be set in order, harmonized and instructed by the authority of the heart flame preceding the activity which is to take place. If this is done systematically and consciously, and the four vehicles are repeatedly drawn into a conscious cooperation in whatever endeavor the life stream may be engaged, you will find greater ease and accomplishment, a greater balance and poise under pressure, as well as much greater freedom from tension and depletion. Serapis.